Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Tried and Tested podcast. I am your host, Tracy. And if you're not familiar with my show, this is a dating and relationship podcast where we talk about all things in the dating realm. We talk about who pays for the first date. We talk about how not having a father can affect your relationship. We talk about any and everything that can happen in a relationship, around a relationship, with a relationship in this day and age. So today I have my boo, Crystal. Say hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
So thank you so much for being my special guest for today. I really appreciate it. And so without further ado, we're going to get right into the actual topic. And so the topic for today is dun-da-dun. We are going to be talking about self-sabotage in relationships. Okay. So, to start out, Crystal, what is your definition of self-sabotage? So for people who may not know.
I feel like it's when you get in your own way, pretty much. Like, you have something good, and you just do too much, and then you just ruin the whole situation altogether. That's self-sabotage, especially when it comes to relationships for me.
Okay. So I'm trying to think. All right. So where have you seen that? Have you seen it in your own life? Have you done this before? Or, like, where do you typically see the self-sabotaging?
Oh, Lord. I've done this before. I've seen my girlfriends do it before. I feel like we all at some point have gotten in our own way in a relationship because either you're bringing in different baggage, or you're just trying to rush things, and it's just like, sis, you're not there yet. I know I've done a couple relationships where had I just chilled a little bit or had I just gone out of my own way, that the relationship would have been a lot different. But then again, who knows?
No, I definitely agree, and I've actually seen it. Like, I'm trying to think of the different ways. So I talk to a lot of people about relationships on a regular basis, and I've seen it in, like, different aspects, I guess. So I know, like, for instance, some people, they'll self-sabotage their relationship before it even is a relationship, right? So you guys know I'm against online dating for myself, but I have friends who do it. And so, like, they'll meet somebody offline, and they'll literally, like, create a whole entire story in their mind about what this person can be doing. Yes. Oh, they didn't text me back. He's probably married. He's this, he's that. He's And it's just like, sis, relax. because it's over before it began. So I've seen it as far as that, but I've also seen it in a situation where, let's say, you know, the guy actually is a decent person, and maybe he wants to settle down. You know, he tells you that he loves you. He wants to be with you. And for some people, they snap. They're just like, oh, no. And then they start doing things to push the person away because maybe they're afraid of commitment. So that's another example of, like, I've seen a self-sabotage. And on the, like, looking in, you're like, whoa, like, what are you doing? Like, you know, you got to calm down. So, that's kind of, you know. So for
definitely me in both parts.
Girl, and I'm sure, like, listen, I'm sure I've done it before as well, too, but I don't really think I've met anybody that was worth meeting, but that's a whole nother story. So what do you think is the reason why people do that? I gave some examples of what I thought, but what do you think are the reasons why somebody would actually try to sabotage themselves?
I think most of the time it's not really something that you conscientiously do. So I know in two relationships, which is pretty much similar to the examples you gave, I either was too needy for a relationship. So I met the dude. He was fine. And then after that, it's like, oh, okay, we together. Oh, you know, he should buy me this. Oh, you know, he thinks he should buy me that. So that was one thing. I also think comparison. Because I have a girlfriend who every relationship she enters, the guy wines and dines her, buys her Louis Prada Gucci.
Oh.
And I go in the same relationship, and it's like, drow, he bought me Taco Bell.
Oh.
He got me a drink.
Like, I've heard that.
Yeah, so then you start to compare and be like, oh, okay, well, he's not buying me this. So, you know, I'm going to start nitpicking. I'm going to start complaining in my relationship. But Lord knows what my friend is doing in hers to obtain all of this stuff. Who even knows? She's probably buying her own stuff and be like, hey, my boo bought me this, my boo bought me that. So I know that was another reason, me trying to compare myself with others. And then another reason I think people self-sabotage is due to trauma. So I was in an on and off again relationship with the love of my life. Girl, you couldn't tell me that we weren't getting married or anything. Mm-hmm. But the first year and a half, he did it. So we broke up.
You said he what? I'm sorry. Yeah, I think your mic was going out.
He cheated.
Okay,
oh, I'm
okay.
Sorry. He cheated. Okay. So we kept doing this Tom and Jerry, we'll start the day here. I'd be messing with someone, but I'm not going to tell you because I want to leave myself open for you. You find out, then it's an issue. And it was a back and forth thing. So when I finally cut that off, the next relationship after that, I was in a space where even if the dude was to hesitate, I was like, ah, nah, I'm going to exit because he's probably going to put me through the ringer like I did with my ex.
Yeah.
So I was bringing in this baggage into the relationship. So the relationship was already being stifled. It wasn't allowed to grow because of all the baggage that I brought in. You know that character, that animation that, you know, the woman is walking over steps. And she has something on her back, and she's like, oh, in 2010, we're letting go of this and third. Well, yes. I'm walking up the steps looking like Santa Claus in some 6-inch heels with a big bag on my back of all the trauma I had to deal with from a relationship that had too many cycles.
Mm.
So that's
what
that is. Self-sabotage, yeah.
And that, so my question actually was going to be like, do you think it's an internal thing? Because obviously you mentioned insecurity, you mentioned comparison. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what it is. I think that self-sabotage is internal because it's like there's something that's telling you that you don't deserve to be loved properly.
Yes.
And now we're talking about self-sabotage in cases where you're dealing with somebody that's good. You know, like a good person that you should be with. And so, yeah, I think it's mental. It has to do with your self-esteem. It has to do with, you know, you being secure in who you are and being secure in what it is that you need. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And one thing that you mentioned that made me laugh is that when you talked about buying your own stuff like this, I know people who do that. And it's like, there's no man in your life. Who bought you this bag? Like you
or the man, the man in her life really can't afford 2/3 of the stuff. And that, like, that happened to me the other day. My girlfriend called me. She was like, yeah, my boyfriend bought me do. And I'm just like, okay. But I'm yet to see it, though. No offense. I'm yet to see it. But I remember, like, I could be with a great guy who maybe he can't buy me Ferragamo or all this other stuff, but he is consistent or he is, you know, he's always there. Like, he remembers the small things. You know what I'm trying to say? But because I'm so busy trying to compare and trying to get this Tiffany bracelet that Lord knows I'm not going to wear, just so I can be like, girl, he got me the little blue box.
Yeah.
That I sabotage my relationship.
You just gave me I have another question, but you gave me a good example. So I have, I know people where I feel like, you know, that maybe you've never had a good man in your life, right? Like maybe you've never been in a relationship or maybe you've never had a good relationship, but it's like somewhere, maybe on, was it Real Housewives or these TV shows or whatever, somebody taught you that your man is supposed to trick on you. He's supposed to buy you this and buy you that and buy you things that you can't even afford yourself. And I feel like sometimes people have that mentality and you do self-sabotage yourself before it begins because maybe you want to go on a date and maybe he can only afford, or not even he can only afford, maybe he feels like because he doesn't know you, you're only worth maybe Olive Garden or Red Lobster, right? And you talk about, no, I need to go to Philippe Chow or nothing less than Philippe Chow. And it's like, but it's like, wait. So it's like already, like, your character that you're showing is like, you know, I don't think I can afford her. I don't think I want somebody who's that shallow. Because at the end of the day, we're just going to go eat, right? We're trying to get to know each other. So why does it matter if it's for, like, you know, if it's a 10-star restaurant? So that's another way I feel like I see women trying to self-sabotage. And then they're like, oh, no, I don't want nothing basic. I don't want this. I don't want that. And the reality of it is like you're trying to date a man because you want to get to know him. And the same qualities that you mentioned just now, when you were saying you maybe he may or may not have all the money, or maybe you can have the money, but you can have reasons for your money, right? So mm-hmm. maybe you yeah. want to get out of debt. Maybe you want to invest. Maybe you want to buy property. So it's kind of just like, that don't mean that he's broke. And then you also have the men who spend using credit cards, right? And so maybe yes. he don't want to use credit cards. Like,
don't even
like,
get
so...
me started on that.
But you know,
girl,
so...
I've been flown out before, sis, and no. I got to the airport gate. And I heard my name being announced over the loudspeaker. And I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, girl, I'm about to get some VIP service. Nope. I was being asked to pay for my ticket because the ticket was fraudulently bought. So, and mind you, this is because I was like, my girlfriends get flown out. So I was like, oh, well, you got to fly me out, too. Not knowing he didn't have the means to fly me out.
Because he felt like he had to
keep up with me instead of just being like, oh no, I can't sit, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally embarrassed. Like oh, they would not let me leave the airport until he came in and he was like, oh, my travel agent did it. But you know, that's part of it. After that, will I allow you to buy me a ticket? Mm-hmm. Go mess around, get stranded in Hawaii, be arrested. No.
No, just send me the money and then I'm gonna pay for the ticket.
OMG! But I feel like our expectations too can self-sabotage a relationship. I read something somewhere that says, do not expect something of someone that you cannot give yourself. And when I read that, I was like, that's real. Most of these men out here, they want to see where this is going to go. They're going to splurge on you if they want to, but when you get into the position where you're talking to them, and as we said, like, you now start to paint this whole picture in your head, you mm-hmm. start to trip up before the thing even begins because you're out here trying to paint, you're trying to match your reality with an unrealistic picture in your head. And mm-hmm. if that man can't reach that potential or that picture in your head, then you're bitter.
Yeah.
Then you start to self-sabotage. And
yes.
then it's like, maybe the guy wants to see what you're like apart from on the outside, on the physical,
yeah.
like what your heart's like, what your character's like. So we sometimes do too much.
No, I agree 1,000%. And you know what else? So you mentioned about the expectations being too high. I feel like you can also self-sabotage yourself with expectations that are too low.
Yes.
And then you can end up dealing with the bottom of the barrel type guys. And it's just like, but sis, you played yourself because now you're dealing with somebody who's not even on your level or mm-hmm. in the name of love. And it's like, you know, so you need expectations, but you just don't need them to be out of this world. And you mm-hmm. also can't be somebody, and this is no shade to anybody, but it is
no
shade.
Boy.
Okay, so you can't tell me that you want a man that's going to buy you Gucci Louis Prada, but you can only afford clothes from Rainbow or Walmart, right?
Oh,
so it's kind of like you have to be in within your means. You know what I mean? So I just kind of feel like you can't tell me that he's broke because mm-hmm. maybe he want to buy you American Eagle or he want to buy you Urban Outfitters. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he wants to buy, that's what he can afford. Exactly. And like I said, it's not even about what you can afford because I don't think a man should have to spend all on you, right? So that's
mm-hmm.
what he's budgeting for you, right? But he still mm-hmm. has a life. He has bills. He has a phone. He has a family. He has a car, whatever it may be. You know what I mean? So I feel like all of those things kind of come into, you know, into, I guess, consideration when it comes. Because if I just met you, your money is not my money. You're not my wife. You know what I'm saying? So it's
mm-hmm.
kind of like I think that people kind of forget.
Yeah.
So what I will say as well, I'm trying to remember. Okay, I don't remember what I was going to say. But anyway, so do you think that people are aware when they do this? Like whether it's yourself or whether it's your friends, when they're doing things that are kind of, okay, so you think they have no idea it's normal to them?
No. I feel like unless, let's say, like, you're dating a guy and you're trying to get rid of him
mm-hmm.
and you do the self-sabotaging, that's different. Some girls or some people, and I even talk about myself, I really thought that in those period that
mm-hmm.
I was justified. I didn't view it as self-sabotage. And some of this stuff, especially with dealing with my own trauma, my own baggage in the space,
mm-hmm.
I thought I was just reacting to things that were going on. But taking a step back, looking in hindsight,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I definitely was tripping. But when you're in it, you don't see it. That's why it's good to have girlfriends who can hold you accountable in certain situations because you wouldn't know, or you'll just be out here thinking, oh, this is my expectation. I'm not trying to shoot low. I ain't trying to date no bum. Yeah. And your girlfriends would be like, oh, boo, but you just met him like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So unless he's fraud, he's not going to be doing A, B, C, X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's 50-50.
Mm-hmm. And I also feel like, so we mentioned like fraud or whatever, and that's true. Like I feel like sometimes the lifestyle that you guys want, not you, but you know, that people may want, are because when a person is a fraudulent person, and of course some people don't care. Like they'll take a drug dealer, they'll take somebody who, you know, does 419 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality of it is then is that do you want a long-term partner or you just want free stuff? Because if you want a long-term partner, you're going to deal with a long-term partner that's in jail. That's a whole nother thing.
Or in the prison
mean?
Calling you. You have a collect call from X. That's going to be good for you. But I really do feel like when we're in the dating phase, right, we females or people in general, we just have to be realistic about who we are, where we are while we're dating, and who we're dealing with. And stop listening to these Derek Johns and these Instagram relationship hosts of the world who always want to give relationship advice out of a car, because the more you listen to them, the more you can ruin something really good.
Yeah. I think relationships are specific to who you are and what you're going through and your life experiences of you and the partner. And I definitely agree, but y'all should listen to me because I'm a relationship guru or whatever, so y'all can listen to me.
Yes, ordained by God. Yes.
So do you think people are afraid to be happy? Because you said that, yes, people are doing this because, like, they're doing it unintentionally, but they do it. It's like a pattern that they have, right? So do you think that
people, I
don't know. Go ahead.
I feel like people have tricked themselves that if they attain the items that they're looking for in a relationship, or if they're able to be, if they're able to compare their relationship to what they're seeing or what they're hearing or what they're taught to expect, that they're happy. So I think people don't really understand what would make them happy in a relationship going into it. I feel like once you get through, you're in the dating phase, you guys are in a full-blown relationship, once the nostalgia wears off and people still stick through dealing with a real person, that's when they find out, this makes me happy, that makes me happy about this person.
Yeah.
That's what I just personally think.
I definitely agree. So to further add to like the different things that people do, that, you know, cause self-sabotage, I would say, people use overthinking like relationships, but also using old examples in the past to determine what it should be now, right? So let's say you had an ex-boyfriend, you had Jermaine, and now you dating Tyrone, and you always tell Tyrone, like, listen, Jermaine didn't do it like this. No, he didn't do it like that. So by you comparing your past relationship to your current one, you are ruining your relationship. You are making this man feel small, and you're also, like, you know, like, you're breaking yourself, like, you're breaking yourself up before you actually break up, essentially.
So that I think women who compare their significant other to the men in their life, that too is also a breaking point, because you could be like, oh no, you know, my daddy didn't do this for me when I was younger. My dad didn't teach me how to do this, or my brother doesn't teach me like this, or my male best friend. So let me get started on those. My male best friend didn't do X, Y, and Z. And it's like, the dude's going to be looking at you like, okay, so are you trying to date me, or are you trying to date the next person, or whatever experience you had? Because they're not me and I'm not them. So what you saying?
That's fact. And also with your father. So when we talked about the women who they want to buy, like they want a big spender, right?
Mm-hmm.
But your dad is not a big spender. Where did you get that mindset from? He ain't got no money. And yeah, you want them to buy you Gucci Louis Prada, but your father don't buy your mom Gucci Louis Prada. So where did you get that mindset from? You know what
Hello?
I mean?
It's like I'm telling you.
You did not
he ain't living out the house.
Yes.
Because you're from Fila and Fubu and Adidas.
Girl, okay. So one of the things I also thought about is that, so I feel like people self-sabotage themselves when, let's say, you have a partner that is unfaithful, right? So essentially, I would say that, in my opinion, unless you're, depending on how you were raised, because women look at cheating differently. Some women think it's acceptable, it's okay, it happens, you know, overlook it. But now, in this day and age, I think that people are less people are less accepting of it. Yeah, they don't really, you know. So I feel like, but if self-sabotage, if they cheat on you and you know you don't like cheating, you need to break off that relationship. You're going to do more harm than good trying to keep it going because you'll keep, I bet you was with her. You wasn't telling her that. You wasn't texting her, you know, and then they'll go through all of that. And essentially, it's like the relationship won't work out anyway because you can't let it go. And you know you can't let it go, but you're still trying to be in a relationship. And that's another form of self-sabotaging. It's no good. You know what I mean?
No, and I've been there with that act with the cyclical. It was like, who's texting you now? Or who is this? Or where are you going? And it's just like, after a while, the dude's like, all right, well, technically, I can go somewhere else. I ain't got to deal with this.
Yeah.
So you might be, and I think also we put up with things as females that we know we don't want to put up with because of the time spent or the image of it. There's a saying. There is a, just like buses come and go every 15 to 30 minutes, sis, if you drop that man and love up on yourself a little bit, you will get another man.
Yeah, and I think that's what's hard for people. And I've been there before, too. Like, don't get me wrong. It's like, you know, it was done. And I spent 2 more years knowing it was done.
Because you just want to make it work.
Yeah, or not even that. Sometimes you just don't want to lose. You feel like, oh, no. She not going to get my man, but then it's like you're doing yourself more harm than good. So, yes, that's another form of it. And then also, thinking for other people instead of asking. So there are people who actually cause self-sabotage to themselves because they overthink and they create stories in their mind. They create thoughts in their mind that are not true. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, there are men out there who play around too much and they're no good and they'll make you crazy. But then there are men that are normal, but it's like you think that you on Law & Order SVU and you Detective Olivia Benson and you want to find out stuff.
Girl, exactly.
So it's like you sabotaging your relationship because by the end of the month, you done got all this information and all this, you know, stuff that you put together that's all incorrect. And now you putting a wedge into your good relationship because you crazy. Whether it's because of a past relationship, infidelities, or whatever.
Exactly.
But that's, thinking too much for other people without just, you know, being able to communicate back and forth. That is a quick way to kind of just mess everything up, you know?
Or if you let everyone in your relationship.
Oh, yes. You tell all your friends everything.
You tell all your friends everything. I've always said this. You have to pick a friend who you know at the end of the day, yes, they're going to advise you, but if you decide to stay with Quincy or Tyrone or whomever, that she's not going to judge you for it. That she understands relationships have their ups and downs.
Yeah.
You don't want, no man wants to date a woman who, if, let's say, Tyrone forgot to take out the trash today. Sorry, Tyrone, wherever you are, we use you a lot today.
Right.
But Tyrone forgets to take out the trash today, and you call your girlfriend, oh, my God, Tyrone, girl, you need to come get him. Then you call the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And at the end of the day, you done called 10 different people, and everyone has their own viewpoint of what you should do. Mind you, their relationship is burning, but because theirs is burning, they misery loves company. They're going to give you a bunch of information that you are now going to start using against your partner. And it could be Tyrone just fell asleep that day.
Yeah.
Or he already cried.
No, but that's the honest truth because I feel like sometimes you think that you have friends, right? And everybody, like, the issue with friends is that sometimes you have friends who don't have the best intentions for you. Sometimes you have people that you consider friends that maybe they don't really like you. And so it's kind of like, one thing I noticed is that there's people who can give you good advice and you'll hear it because you feel comforted when you hear it, whether you take it or not. You feel like, okay, they thought about it and they gave me it from different angles, right? And they also didn't make me give a definite answer. So if you have a friend like, girl, do this and break up with him and do, it's like, you have to understand that if when you're in love or when you're in a relationship, your mind is a little bit different. So you don't want to be that friend being so stern. But at the same time, you have friends who give you advice from their own jaded perceptions or their own hurt perceptions. And then it's like they're just telling you things. And it's like you feel hurt. You're like, dang, like, you know, why they saying it like that? Because they're talking about themselves. Right? They're talking about from their own perspective. But also you have friends who they give you advice they would never take themselves. And that's where you have to be cautious because you're putting yourself in the danger zone while some of them may even want your man. So you got to be careful. Yep. You really, really have to be careful with this whole, you know,
And I have seen them, honey. You got a nice little man, your girlfriend jealous, and you go, oh, my God, he took me to Forever 21. Girl, well, if it was me, he'd be taking me to the Gap. Or he'd be taking me to,
Macy's
or Bloomingdale's. Mm-hmm. And then you literally, you sit there, and then you start to draw a wedge, and you end up leaving, self-sabotaging your relationship, and your girlfriend ends up down the line. Y'all fight, y'all quote-unquote fall out, and now she's like your man.
Yep, and he takes her to Dollar Tree, and she's good with it. So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, people play too much, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, they really, really do.
Just
and so before, yes, I just want to bring up another, I think this might be my last one. But, okay, so another way that I feel like people sabotage their own relationships are, for women, for instance, you try to be the man in the relationship.
So by you trying to be the man in the relationship,
you're not getting nowhere. Like, you're not, like, at the end of the day, like, that's probably when either he'll start to abuse you, like, to try to make himself feel more masculine, or maybe he'll he'll start cheating, or he'll just leave you. Because it's kind of like you want to
be the man. Or he'll just use you for things that you want to provide.
Yes, a lot of women.
I feel like we're taught to be, especially the American society, I don't know about other cultures, but we're taught to be very independent. I have a mom who drilled into us early.
Yes.
Submission is not a thing. You are independent. You come in with your own stuff. You leave with your own stuff. Girl, I had to learn the hard way, because then on Valentine's Day, I'm buying myself stuff because my man is like, what's the point? You gonna do it anyway. You can't be too independent for your relationship where your man feels emasculated to do anything. Because whatever he's going to do, you pretty much going to look at him and be like, oh, well, I could already do this, so you need to step up better. And it's like, if I want to date a dude.
Yeah, but it's the truth, and like people do that. And I actually ran into a young lady once at an event I went to. I think I want to say it was around Valentine's Day. And I wish I would have got her information, because I really wanted to talk to her and I really wanted to help her, actually. But she was just telling me, like, you know, I don't like my man to buy me anything, so I'll pay for it. I'll take us out on a date. And I was sitting here and I was like, sis, if you taking him out on dates, the money that he has, he's taking somebody else out on a date. That don't make no sense. Mm-hmm. Why are you taking him out for Valentine's Day? So that, I mean, people really have a twisted mindset and point of view.
Yes.
And it's really, you know, it's crazy out here. But I'm Honey Bun. As we wrapping it up, we gonna get you back on the show, because I really did enjoy this conversation. Okay. So do you have any last minute advice for maybe anybody who's in a position where they are self-sabotaging themselves? Maybe they've been doing it, they've been unaware of it, or they're doing it and they are aware of it, they don't know how to stop it. What do you think?
Love yourself, because if you love yourself enough, you'll realize that you cannot force a relationship. You cannot force someone to do the things that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, have realistic expectations. If you met Jermaine at Kroger and you expect him to take you to STK or, let's say, Mr. Chow, CR, no.
And he might
date within a circle. He might be able to, but don't rush to it. Take your time. Get to know the person.
Yeah.
Just vibe. This life, there's no rush. Yeah, it's not guaranteed tomorrow, but you don't want to rush and end up with your worst nightmare or end up self-sabotaging your own relationship.
Yes. Honey, you said it all. I definitely agree. So I definitely want to thank you so much for being on the podcast. And I wanted to know if any of the viewers want to reach out to you or they want to follow you on social media. What is your social media handle?
It's Coco Channel 10.
Okay.
I tried to do Coco Chanel and someone had it. So Coco Channel 10.
Okay, no problem. So I just want to thank you so much. And to my
listeners,
no problem, Honey Bun. To my listeners, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. And until next time, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.